You are a Democrat. You are a member of the House of Representatives. Has the left betrayed the people? Has your party betrayed its base?
Yes, you know, what was the name of the individual from your story?
Guido.
Guido. It's funny that you asked this question because...
Is the mic working?
Is the microphone on? Thank you. Thank you. It's funny that you asked this question about Guido, because in many ways I relate to him. I share many aspects of his story. I was first elected when I was in 2018, and I was a waitress in New York City. I had no health insurance. I could not pay my rent, and I consistently saw a party that championed special interests, the elite, and a Democratic Party that was very much kind of telling working people that everything was fine when it in fact wasn't. And after I was elected, I remember I was crossing this threshold, and there was this closed-door meeting of many high-ranking Democratic Party officials, people that you see in the news and all of that. And they derided behind closed doors at that time, a long time ago. They derided many of the populist demands that I had run my campaign on. And I had defeated a 20-year Democratic incumbent that was part of Democratic Party leadership. And they said $15 minimum wage at that time, way too high, too severe. The idea of tuition-free public colleges and universities, too far. Expanding health insurance and Medicare, too extreme. And these are all the things that I, as a waitress, had campaigned on and had been major...
This is what I mean about, like, the momentum and these people being enemies of the party. Like, your job... Okay, in a technocratic sense, all of these things could be done. The only reason they oppose them is because they don't care about them. It's not really a matter of implementation. They just don't want to do them, you know? Can you imagine how popular these beliefs would be if anyone in power advocated for them? Like, consistently, very radical healthcare reform and radical, like a further taxation on the wealthy, stuff like that, better working conditions, these things all pull very well, even with Republicans, even though nobody talks about them. I know you're thinking, oh, everyone talks about them. No, nobody talks about Medicare for All. No, but seriously, it's left the public. Like, everyone stopped talking about all these things. Like, and the only people who ever did were people on the left, okay? The mainstream Democratic Party hasn't repped these causes, not even close. They've always fought against them. They've always fought for a more moderate solution. Do you know how powerful these movements would be if they were given any, like, kindling at all by Democrats in power? How, with these people in charge, are we ever going to get a wealth tax? This country's doomed if we don't get a wealth tax, by the way. There is literally no way out of the hole that we're in without some kind of mass wealth redistribution. Like, the amount of wealth that has been siphoned from the bottom to the top over the past 10 years alone has been fucking insane and unprecedented at any point in human history, you know? I don't give a shit what form this takes. Tax every dollar that a person had. Unrealized capital gains tax. Everything over a billion, and I'm being generous. 100% of everything over a billion. I don't care. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, okay? Like, there's no way out unless we do this.
Of the betrayal that the working class in the United States had felt. But we have also come a long way since then. And we have a long way to go. The United States right now is experiencing a political pendulum, and depending, really, the party that is seen most as betraying the working class tends to be the governing party in this moment. Right now, that happens to be the Republican majority. But really, what we are seeing over the last 8 years, I think, has been a growing recognition that of those past errors that go back, that include military interventionism in the Iraq War, that include a recognition of NAFTA as a failed policy for many rural and working class communities.
But really, it's the Democratic Party, lol. Well, the big problem is that Republican voters don't actually care about being happy. They just want black and brown people to suffer. Like, they are in it for the culture war grievance, you know? All of the we're going to make groceries less expensive shit, they don't give a fuck about that. Whereas, Whereas like the Democrats actually are ostensibly running on that. So their problem is like people actually do get upset when they fail to meet those goals.
And now I think we are moving in this direction of increased recognition that we have to have a working class centered politics if we are going to succeed, and also if we are going to stave off the scourges of authoritarianism, which also provides political siren calls to allure people into finding scapegoats to blame for rising economic inequality, both domestically and globally.
So when you run for president, are you going to impose a wealth tax or a billionaire's tax?
I don't think that anyone, and that we don't have to wait for any one president to impose a wealth tax. I think that it needs to be done expeditiously.
All right, cute. Just say yes. Well, she said yes to the wealth tax point. I mean, you know, take what you can get.
Yes, that's absolutely right. You know, I think one of the connections and relationships that is under discussed, particularly in the security space, is the fact that I believe we're seeing an economy across economy around the world, including the United States, that extreme levels of income inequality lead to social instability and drives, in a sense, in...
I'm legit shocked by how much Avash's chat trusts AOC. I mean, my problem with AOC isn't that I think she doesn't really want a wealth tax. I think she does. I think she's just kind of weak and capitulates too hard. Like, the big battle that she should be fighting right now is against the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party is so insanely weak and obstructionist and unwilling to push for what they need to push for to improve this country. But, you know, she seems like a little bit unwilling to.
Authoritarianism, right-wing populism, and very dangerous domestic internal politics. And that is a direct outcome of not just income inequality, but the failure of democracies over decades to deliver. The failure to deliver higher wages, the failure to rein in corporations. You know, the point was just made about antitrust. In the United States, antitrust is such a foundational bedrock value, not just because the ascent of monopolies create the abuse of power in corporations and market power, but there is a level of market concentration and corporate consolidation where a massive company can get so big that its consolidated power can rival that of nation states. And democracies, we have elected leaders, and in massive corporations that then begin to consume the public sector, gobble up these spending, they start to call the shots. And we're starting to see this with some of the billionaire class throwing their weight around in domestic politics and in global politics as well. So it is of utmost urgent priority that we get our economic houses in order and deliver material gains for the working class, or else we will fall to a more isolated world governed by authoritarians that also do not deliver to working people.
There's no counter pressure against wealth concentration? No, there really isn't. The Democrats are really not, like, broadly really not committed to that position. All the power in the world, it's like fighting gravity, man. All the power in the world is pulling towards concentration, and like, the most we get is inept, half-hearted gesturing in the other direction. It's not close to what needs to be done. But most of the people at that conference like authoritarianism, right? At the Munich Security Conference? Nah, this is mostly, like, I don't know, bureaucrats, liberal technocrats, you know, EU types. There's a reason it's held in Munich. I think it might be more accurate to say that a lot of these people don't care about democracy. That's probably a more accurate way of putting it than they like authoritarianism. A lot of liberals are like that. They think of democracy as this inconvenient, kind of like degrading song and dance that you have to go through to get to what they're actually meant to do, which is steward the systems that they're put in charge of. Obama doing a speech here in 2006 is what catapulted him into the national light. Yeah, I mean, it's cool that AOC is like the only one who went. We were talking earlier about DHS funding being stripped. That's the reason why more Congress people aren't here. AOC came, even though they, I think she had to pay for it herself, which, I mean, whatever, like, you can afford an international flight. What would be your initial thoughts the moment she made it official? If AOC was going to run in 28, I think she's too young. congressman or congresswoman to president is a very big jump. I know that, like, obviously Trump went from nothing to president, but I think the problem is that to a lot of people, she does just come across as like a young girl. I mean, she's barely older than I am. When I look at her, I think of like a peer, basically. Obviously, as I get older, that might change. Like, I'll be 40, she'll be a little over 40, whatever. I don't know. The American people do also seem to have a pretty big bias against the like female presidents in a specific way, like not necessarily in like a racial way. Like, they didn't mind Obama being president, even if there are a lot of racists in this country. I do want her to take over Schumer's seat. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't help the two women who ran for president were both bad at campaigning. Yeah. Also, like, I don't know, man. She really needs to start taking the fight to the Democrats. I am sick and tired of Democrats being unwilling to go after each other. Like, Donald Trump whipped the entire Republican Party into shape. He tore through his opponents in the 2016 Republican primaries and bent the entire party into shape, threatened them just to get what he wanted, and it ended up making the party stronger. Obviously, they all folded behind a lunatic autocrat, but like, a party united behind that cause ended up being more politically effective than a party inept and bickering. Stuff like this confuses me. How are Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer allowed to be the minority leaders in both houses of or both halves of Congress when they're both not liked by the American people, by Democrats? Why? Nobody likes Schumer. Why is he Senate minority leader? Nobody likes Jeffries. Why is he House minority leader? Why? How the fuck is Fetterman allowed to be a Democrat? Do Democrats even talk about Fetterman? Because progressives don't have the majority in the party in either chamber. But I'm just talking about what Democrat voters want. Schumer is very unpopular. Schumer and Jeffries are unacceptably ineffective. It's not even a matter of them being moderate or progressive. They're both unacceptably ineffective. Why is Fetterman allowed to exist as a Democrat? Like, that wouldn't fly on the Republican side. They would be getting hate mail nonstop, you know? Like, Trump and Thomas Massie are always beefing. I don't understand how you can be anything in a Democrat, apparently. There are no standards whatsoever. You know, are you pro-Israel, anti-Israel? Do you think genocide is good or bad? Who cares? Our party doesn't have any standards or any, like, moral weight to it. All we believe is that we're better than Republicans. Haven't you said you want younger Democrats to run for office instead of geriatrics? Sure, but you're not addressing the problem that I have with AOC. She needs to direct people against Democrats. We need fighting in the Democratic Party to oust the people who are collaborationist with the Republican Party. I like the age of the people doing that, you know. I like it's great, you know. Ro Khanna, he's good. AOC, she's good. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. It needs to go beyond just them personally being good. I need them to start applying like upward pressure. AOC doesn't even like criticize these people, you know. I don't. Like, why can't AOC, who is very popular with a lot of people, say, I know ICE, and I think it's disgusting that Senator Schumer did X. I oppose Y, and I think it's terrible that these people in the Democratic Party don't see this as an issue as well. Like, what? Like, what's wrong with that? Like, what? It's not like she's going to lose her seat in re-election, you know? Did she used to? I feel like she used to. She does it less now, but I think she could be doing it now, Masaiku. She could be pushing people against these. She needs to, it's not enough to just endorse the progressives. You have to go after the centrists. They're evil people. She won't be put on any committees? Well, okay, yeah, because she's not a threat to them. Like, it's kind of, you know, they won't let her on the committee seats unless she neuters herself politically. Well, I would rather her be off the committee and be politically effective. I don't know what she's doing right now. Not all centrists are evil, though. All centrists are evil. In Congress, they're corporate collaborationists at best, and they have to be ousted. Get all the pro-Israel people out of the party. God willing. The Netherlands approved a 36% tax on unrealized capital gains. That's so based. To some points of view, you are a centrist. What does that have to do with what I said? You know what I'm referring to. Well, some people would say we shouldn't criticize people, because what if people criticize you? Okay. I don't know what you mean, but we know what we're going after here, okay? Seriously, is there anyone in the Dems who's critical of other Dems? Basically, no. Just Fetterman, basically. Just Fetterman.